How are you tonight?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And also, thank you very much for being online. For our listeners, Brittany's got a 6-month-old baby, and we know that our babies take precedent over everything. So I'm really pleased that you've found the time on a Wednesday night to have a call to
No,
us,
that's
Brittany.
right. I just skipped out on the nappy duty. So, yeah,
Nice,
it's all good.
nice. Yeah. Hey, Brittany, look, I want to talk about Three Bags Full, but this isn't your first sort of project in the tech world. You were involved in a platform that taught young people and rewarded them in terms of saving. Let's talk about that. How did the platform work and where did you get the idea?
Yeah, sure. So the platform, well, it was a company called KidsCoin. Basically, how it worked was we sort of created a digital currency and gave children a chance to earn and, have practical experience managing their own money. And it was all tied into their schoolwork and the New Zealand curriculum. So yeah, they had a digital sort of bank account. They could earn KidsCoin dollars, and then at the end of the school term, the teachers, through our support, were able to give out little gifts that the kids could purchase. Do the mahi, get the treat kind of vibe.
And what was the
Yeah.
platform? Did you do it through an app, a website? How did it work?
Yeah, so it was a web app.
Yeah.
We developed it to work online on different browsers. That way it was kind of accessible anywhere.
And how many schools and how many tamariki did you get involved at its apex?
Yeah, it's apex with about 80,000
80,000.
kids, yeah, on the
Wow.
program. That was across a few countries,
Yeah.
here in Aotearoa, over in Aussie. We had some in India, Southern California, and in the Pacific Islands as well.
Because that is the great thing, isn't it, Brittany, about web apps and about the tech world that we live in now. If you can launch a platform that works well in Aotearoa, you can go to the world quite quickly. And were you able to sell that platform on? Were you able to hand it over to other entities to work with it and work on it?
Yeah. So it was kind of like white labeling
Yeah.
where schools were able to take the platform and customize it to their context. Yeah, and it still runs now. I'm just not involved in the day-to-day so much. It kind of does its own thing. It breathes its own air.
And
So yeah.
also, when you've got a baby and you've got businesses, you can only do so much, eh, Brittany?
Yeah, that's it.
So, Brittany, let's talk about Three Bags Full. And I just, for the context of our listeners, how I got to know you and meet with you, I think it was just last Friday, is that I'm an employer of not a big entity. We've got about 70 staff in New Zealand, about 150 throughout the world. In fact, we've had to grow that number, I think, twice-fold in the last 12 months, and probably will do that again. One of the great things I enjoy about my particular job is I love employing people. They tend to be younger than me, just the demographics of the tech world. And I just love their enthusiasm. I love working with them. But also I have some concerns, Brittany. And one of the concerns that I have is that if we look at, in terms of Tamaki Makaurau, at the computer science degree at Auckland University, the number of women that are doing computer science has dropped not slowly but quite dramatically. I would say, although it can be difficult to capture the data, I would say that only a tiny percentage of applicants, particularly for coding jobs, are Māori or Pacifica, have whakapapa. And so there's lots of opportunities, but also some concerns out there, Brittany.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wahine Māori Pacific, in any careers, I think, have a lot of barriers that they face, let alone, the tech world, which is widely unknown in our communities. Being Māori and Pacific myself, it's not really a career that's, I guess, the norm, as you could say. So I think there's a lot of barriers that are facing, people coming into the industry, but as you said, massive opportunity. And, I guess part of our mahi, when we're working in the community is breaking down those barriers and actually helping to demystify what tech is all about, and then following that up with, you know, real support to actually pathway our people into jobs.
So tell me, tell me practically how the Three Bags Full program works.
Yeah, so ultimately it's about getting our people into high-paying tech careers, you know. So that's the end goal. That's what we kind of measure ourselves against. How we get there, well, we've got multiple approaches. So we've got programs, for example, that we run in high schools. So we offer paid internships for rangatahi who haven't had any work experience, you know, and want to dabble in the digital space. We pick them up early and provide them with those foundations they need to get into tech, or actually into any career that, you know, you need to use computers in, which is pretty much everything. We also have programs that we run alongside like MSD, Microsoft and NZ Tech called Sisters in Tech. So that's focused on Wahine Māori and Pacific who, you know, might be on the benefit or looking to change careers. And we just really step them through the whole process, you know. We show them what tech is all about. We get them to reflect on themselves and figure out what pathway is good for them. And then we help them to get them the skills, you know, and the micro-credentials to actually get there. And like I said, we work with employers as well to get them the mahi.
Because Brittany, it's a broad spectrum of work. You know, the tech world is huge. There are lots of different jobs and different components. I'll just run through a few in terms of our organisations. First of all, you have coders. They're people that write codes, which actually gives computers commands to do certain things. And within that stream, there could be, I don't know, half a dozen different languages. And then you've got coding, and then you've got what you call UI UX, and sometimes they're split in two. And that UI is for folks out there. That's when you turn on your app, it's basically how it works. You know, it's this, and it's how it works. It's functionality, whether it works well, works good, it can work promptly. And then you've got UX, and that's the design, what it looks like. Aesthetically, so you got those two spheres, and then you got things like system administrators. They're the people who, if you use cloud-based programs, and we all know what the cloud is. I hope we do anyway. But you've got to have people that manage the data centers. So there's a big spectrum of work within the tech center, isn't it? Isn't a tech community? Isn't there, Brittany?
Yeah, I liken it to the universe, you know. It's ever expanding and, you know, there's lots of stars and lots of planets and lots of nebulas, and depending on, I guess, what you're looking at is what you see, you know. That's how tech is to me. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly growing. You know, as long as we have devices in our hands or in our homes, it's relevant, you know, and there's jobs out there, basically.
And the other thing, Brittany, in terms of encouraging people into the sector, it pays well. In fact, you know, the payments steps. If you go to university and you do a 3-year program, you know, you can be earning fairly decent money as a graduate, and then within 2 or 3 years, you can be into six figures. And the other thing, of course, not only do you have opportunity to work for others, but it really is the type of industry with a little bit of know-how, a little bit of resource, and you can set up a fairly decent business from home.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and much credit to people who go down the university track. Yep. You know, I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there's definitely merit in taking that pathway if that's what suits you and your lifestyle and who you are as a person. But what I also like about it is, if you have the willingness and the motivation to, you know, learn new skills in your own time, like say for me as a new mama, you know, and having my time on my own when I do, like you can actually build a career for yourself that way too, you know. Like there's so many different ways to approach the tech space because there are so many different opportunities, you know, and different roles there. So, and also what's cool about it is, you can literally jump online, you know. There's the first thing that I taught myself, and I'm not a coder now,
no.
But I learned a little bit of code just so that I actually knew what was going on in meetings, because at the first, when I first started out, I had no idea what anyone was talking about. I just pretended I did. But I jumped on to like free code camp and places like that, where there's actually no cost to building your skills and testing the waters. So, that's what I really like about it. It's an equalizer, for people, and there are genuine opportunities, like you say, to actually make big bucks.
And of course, what COVID has taught us is that the traditional dynamic of having to, let's say, if you work in the CBD and you live in Manurewa, of having to travel by bus or by train or driving in 1 hour each way, which is 2 hour return, that dynamic's coming to an end. And there isn't, I don't think, a more flexible industry in terms of working from home, working the type of hours that you want to work, whether it be part-time, full-time, working, whether you're based or live in Manurewa, but you can work for a Silicon Valley company, or you can work for a company based in Vancouver or in Beijing. So there really is a level of flexibility in the IT world that that there aren't in many other more traditional industries, is there, Brittany?
Oh, definitely. Like, I think that's what's so cool about it. It's you're global from the minute you get online, and like you say, you can work for a company in Sweden and your work hours might be at midnight, and if you're a night owl, then that might suit you, I remember when I started KidsCoin, I was having meetings at 10 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I would just sleep, early, sleep in late, and then pre-baby. And my days would start later, but it gave me the lifestyle. Not saying that it's not hard work. Like, I think anything worthwhile, you've got to put in the mahi, you've got to put in the time. But yeah, as you say, I think it really challenges the traditional modes that we see to be, work these days.
So a lot of good things, but also barriers. What sort of barriers do you think exist in terms of particularly women, particularly Pacifica, particularly Māori, getting into the industry? What do you see the barriers are? And the next question I'll ask you, and you can have a think of both of them at once, how we can overcome them.
Yeah, I guess really I can, we work with a lot of women, and I, being one myself and having to jump into a sector that I had no experience in, I think there's an idea that tech is for like geeky white dudes. Can I say it like that? But there's this idea. So the confidence to actually think that you belong in tech, like, could I actually do that? Or, how would this fit in if I've got all these other responsibilities, to my whānau, to my community? I think that it's that issue around actually identifying, as a techie, is definitely one barrier. Probably talking more around like industry, and because we're working with a lot of companies and employers, there is still a little bit of hesitation or, preference, I guess, from employers to look at people who have been traditionally trained, i.e. through uni. And they might be missing out on talent who,
Absolutely.
for so many reasons, can't go down the uni pathway. Like, they need to work, they need to bring money in for their whānau. And it's those kinds of, it's the traditional models of thinking, I think, that create the main barriers.
I just want to say, Brittany, that is actually a reality, and there are some components of the IT industry that's more so than others. For instance, I've talked about system administrators or system technicians, where they basically manage data centers by sending online commands. Those workers, those staff, that cohort tend to be self-taught. They tend to be involved and come up through gaming, where they have to, where they might design their own programs, where they want to store it safely, securely, or they want to share it. So there are different pathways in terms of how you enter into the industry. I think you're quite right. And I notice also, Brittany, on your very good website, and people should go to it. It's pretty simple. It's just three, the number. bags for, oneword.co.nz. I've noticed that you've got some heavy hitters on site in terms of supporters and sponsors, including Auckland City Council, Foodstuff, Deloitte's. Who else have we got there? Help me out here, Brittany.
We've got Zero,
Spark. Yeah.
Spark.
So how did you get those big hitters on board?
Yeah, I think that's where, relationships come into play, really through my mahi around Kids Coin. And just because our organisation, we're kaupapa led, we really just want to see our people thriving, creating better futures for themselves. And tech is such a great vehicle to do that. It creates good earning potential, it creates lifestyle. And anything I do, really, it's all about the kaupapa, what I'm committed to. So, I think we've been lucky with those relationships. They're all organisations who share that same desire to see this, shared outcome for our people that we're working towards.
And I think it's an area that we can really grow in New Zealand. One of the advantages we have, and sort of not a lesser known fact, but time zone advantage is huge in New Zealand. For instance, there's several big data centres that are going to be built. And so that means whilst Europe is sleeping, we can operate data centres here in New Zealand, and particularly backup data centres. And it's often in the evening where programs have been initiated because you don't want your daytime service to be offline too long. So there are those type of advantages that we have in Aotearoa New Zealand. And the other thing is that it's a green industry, isn't it, Brittany? It has a relatively low carbon footprint, and particularly in Aotearoa New Zealand, where our power by and large tends to be renewables through hydro and other type of electric platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's a lightweight export typically, as we all know, agriculture is such a big sort of backbone of the New Zealand economy. And given our location, essentially, as they say, we're an island at the top or bottom, depending on the way the globe is sitting, of the world. So, just going along that whole train of thought around green economies, when you can export instantly online, to the world, I think that, gives us a massive opportunity because it takes away our geographic location, and the barriers to exporting there. So, that's a really, really interesting space. And like you say, our time zones, being the first sun rising down in Gizzy and, leading the world in that respect gives us a lot of advantage to being able to deploy, services during downtime. It just makes sense to me.
We call it Sunrise Sunset Industries. And funny enough, although our main employment base is in Aotearoa, New Zealand, simply because our founders were based here, our next biggest pool of workers are based in Salamanca, Spain, which on a longitude, I think I'm right here, on a longitude basis is basically on the same part of the world that Aotearoa New Zealand on, but in the Northern Hemisphere. Hey, but anyway, Brittany, if I was a person who wanted to reach out to you, how do I do it? And what are the first steps I take once I've engaged with your organisation?
Yeah, well, it's as simple as going to our website, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So www.3bagsfull.co.nz. And just, we've got our recruitment arm where if you are ready for jobs, you can just sort of fill out the form and the team will get in touch. Or if you don't feel like you're ready for jobs and you just want to start exploring and have a kōrero and see if it's right for you, you can also get in touch. And then if there are companies who, want to start, getting in touch with our talent and employing Māori and Pacific techies, we've also got a form on there for them too.
Yeah, and hey, look, I look forward to having a kōrero in the future in terms of Radio Wātea, Brittany. But also I'm really excited that I'm able to partner up through my rōpū, my organisation, with Three Bags Full, because, you know, there is a real contention for talent out there at the moment. It's a candidate's world where better salaries can be negotiated, better hours of work can be negotiated,